This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A.B. All right, here we go. Here are the texts. It's getting down to the root of it, Pittsburgh. Here we go. This is how people really feel. I can't make these up at 412-928-9370. You two sound as bad as the immature little millionaire ghetto rat. So we're getting to the bottom of it here. This is how people feel. There's more at play with this guy. It took five kids for him to realize what life's all about. A complete idiot. He'd be working at the car wash if not for football. I know there's something deeper at play with that texter. I know that there is. Calling somebody a ghetto rat. I know where you're coming from. I don't think most people feel that way. Although I do think that there are a lot more people than people think feel that way. But with AB's comments, like I don't get mad. Like, as a consumer of the Steelers, I look at it, and it's quizzical to me. But I'm just curious as, like, when he says something like this, I don't know his end game.
You guys make the pressure to put pressure on me all the time. Am I really free? You know, and I go to asking myself that in regards to taking away time from my kids and everything that's going on. So I had to get away to, you know, free my mind.
Yeah, damn media.
A lot of things that you guys don't know about that you guys write about and make assumption about. And, you know, to clear the air about the reality things that I deal with, you know, it felt pretty good.
All right, felt good. Fan Hotline brought to you by Wright Automotive, the best deal in Pittsburgh. I don't know if he understands the process and maybe needs brought up to speed as to that. But, like, I don't know also why AB is seemingly wanting to pick a fight with the media when he has been, even though he only talks on Fridays or whatever it is, and he's a little bit, I don't want to say standoffish, but he's a little bit distant at times. I don't think there's been an athlete in town that has used the media to benefit themselves any more than AB in a while. He's done a brilliant job of having a pretty good relationship in so much as one-sided. It's a used relationship, but he has been able to bolster his star, not just because of his play, but by the way he's portrayed in the media. And I don't know why he'd want to go and attack us, so to speak. You follow what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And like I said earlier, I don't think it's so much about the Pittsburgh area media as it is about national guys that show up on panel shows and stuff that gets circulated nationally. And now, of course, the way the media is now with the internet, we're everywhere. And we've seen that happen here. You know, Ben says something on his radio show.
Uh-huh.
And then it's Ben said on 93.7, and it goes all over the world. It goes global. So I guess maybe there is no such thing as local anymore.
No.
But I think that it's he doesn't like the stuff that gets out there nationally.
Here's another text. AB needs to shut up. Stop acting like the victim. If you don't want media in your face, don't be an attention hog. Ready? Here's the hammer on it. Here's the hammer.
Okay.
See Heath Miller and the like. You know what that guy's getting at too, right?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. This is so spectacular for me. I can't consume this enough. See, now what AB did yesterday for me, while he turned off, like I had friends that send me texts that were like, this really turned me off. Man, they're unlikable. AB has now made me pay attention to him even more. I'm so intrigued by this story. This is just a reality show to me. You think in any way, shape, or form this was calculated to get more eyeballs on AB? Like he talked to somebody who was like, watch this.
I don't know. It was just, and I honest to goodness, I roll my eyes, I shake my head, and
too.
Wait till September 9th when he catches two touchdown passes and he goes, you know, eight catches for 115 yards, two TDs in Cleveland. Right? I don't know.
You noticed he got a smooth new haircut though, right?
I don't know.
Something was going on in the back, you said?
Yeah, it was like a sideways diamond kind of cut.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure what the, you know, I don't know if anybody asked him about that.
There was symbolism to it or something?
I don't know. I don't know. It was different.
Mm-hmm.
It was fresh. There were a couple little ABs running around yesterday. I guess. Isn't that what they say?
Who's they, Jim? Come on.
I don't know. The kids today?
ask Heath Miller about AB's haircut.
Here's some advice, by the way. The next time you want to, if you want to bring up a former player,
yes,
what you need to do to take the racial component out of it
uh-huh.
is you need to bring up, like, you know, Jerome Bettis,
Troy.
Maybe Troy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's James Ferrier. Uh-huh. You know, that's the way you want to do that, so that you don't come across, you know, as some sort of
big snack
racial undertones.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.